Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, November 19th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.2% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Yields are mostly higher across the U.S. and Europe. The dollar is stronger versus the euro and sterling, while slightly flat versus the yen. Oil positive alongside industrial metals, while gold is under pressure. Asian equities ended mixed on Friday, while European indices have opened higher. Asian equities were driven mainly by corporate news. China property stocks were notably higher following positive news as Country Garden raised $1 billion in financing, Shinsen Holdings reassured on operations, and China Evergrande said it had resumed work on 63 projects. IT names, though, struggled following yesterday's downbeat outlook from Alibaba. In Europe, the focus turns yet again to Brexit, with reports saying a compromise on Northern Ireland is within reach. Beyond that, more COVID concerns as market participants weigh the potential economic impact of stricter restrictions and lockdowns appearing across Europe. Concerns are growing that any slowdown, coupled with soaring inflation readings, may squeeze consumers. On the central bank front, ECB Chief Lagarde said there is no rush to tighten monetary policy, saying inflation will pick up into the year end and fade over the medium term. In macro data overnight, Japan inflation stayed positive. South Korean PPI inflation hit a 13-year high amid upward pressures from energy prices. UK retail sales for October beat expectations. German October PPI came in above expectations. Nothing of note on today's U.S. macro calendar. In M&A news, Blackstone increased its bid for Australian casino firm Crown Resorts. And Workday announced a definitive agreement to acquire Vinly for $510 million. Vinly is a provider of cloud-based external workforce and vendor management technology. Workday was a notable mover in the after-hours market, trading down more than 9% following its Q3 earnings release, with its subscription revenue forecast pointed to as disappointing. Intuit, however, traded up more than 9% after reporting strong Q1 results and raising its full-year revenue guidance. On the earnings front today, Foot Locker is among the few names due to report pre-open. Asian equities ended mixed on Friday. Mainland China markets outperformed as Shanghai-listed property stocks were boosted by several positive news points. Real estate also buoyed Hong Kong, but internet and IT names struggled following the downbeat outlook statement from Alibaba. Japan closed with a modest gain. Australia also finished higher. LG Electronics led Korea higher, while Taiwan was slightly lower. Offshore yuan trading towards its highest level against the U.S. dollar since May of 2018 prompted the PBOC to ask financial institutions to avoid speculative bets on the currency. Financial News reported a meeting was held this week by representatives of Chinese regulatory bodies and financial institutions. Bloomberg noted that the last time such a meeting was held was in May, before the PBOC proceeded to raise the amount of currency reserves banks must hold, a move that curbed yuan's then rally. European indices have opened higher. As previously mentioned, much of the attention is on Brexit once more, with reports saying a compromise on Northern Ireland is within reach. Some focus on the ECB's Lagarde speaking at the Frankfurt European Banking Congress. Lagarde reiterated the view that inflation is expected to pick up into year-end, but fade over the medium term. She also added that the ECB must not rush into premature tightening. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, November 19th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.